Welcome back to the All Four Downs podcast. I just completed the NFC, so if you missed it, go ahead and watch the previous episodes on All Four Downs, sponsored by CMG Central, the sports network. That's right. And I tell you what, my prediction, it's going to be a tight one. And I'm going to tell you because I feel like none of these four teams in the AFC East, the Patriots, Bills, Jets, and Dolphins, will finish under 500. That is my prediction. But before I let you see my standings, here it is. Since 2011, the New England Patriots have 136 wins, and most of it has to deal with Tom Brady during his time with the team. As since 1996, the Patriots won 19 division titles, 6 Super Bowls, and of course, all 6 coming from Tom Brady. But hey, the Buffalo Bills, 104-89, the Jets, 70 wins, 124 losses, the worst in the division. And of course, the Miami Dolphins, 91-103. And I'm going to tell you right now, man, is that when I was looking deep into the division, the history, the Miami Dolphins dominated in the 70s, okay? And if it wasn't late, like when Bill Parcells actually took over the Patriots, that they started being dominant, okay? Sadly to say that the Jets have not done anything to reach for number one, okay? And I'll tell you this, like, since 1970, the Jets won 2 division titles. The Colts won more than the Jets, and the Colts used to be in the division, and then they went to the South. Embarrassing. And let's not forget Jim Kelly with the Buffalo Bills. I mean, you could read along with me, and then those of you that can't read because you listen to the audio podcast, I'll tell you right now, the Bills since 1980 won 10 division titles. The Dolphins since 1970, they won 13 division titles, and again, dominant in the 1970s. And don't forget Dan Marino, man, he was the bomb, yo, in the 80s, right? But unfortunately, you know, he didn't win a Super Bowl. But Miami Dolphins is always known for being the only team to go undefeated in the season to win the Super Bowl. But enough of that. Let's go ahead and jump on to the New England Patriots. That's my first focus right now. Bill Belichick is seeking for his 300th win, a regular season win, as the head coach. 298-152, impressive. He has 8 Super Bowl wins, 2 of them being the defensive coordinator for the New York Giants, and 6 as a head coach of New England Patriots. They start off their season against Philadelphia, and then they go against Miami. So back-to-back home games, which it could be 2 playoff-bound teams, okay? And it's fascinating because Philadelphia and Miami, they have the speed in that offense. And I'm just wondering if the Patriots can handle the speed of both those teams. They could easily go 0-2, or they could be phenomenal and go 2-0. But I'm very intrigued to see those games, but also the Patriots versus the New York Giants. I mean, they both teams are rebuilding to where they need to be, right? And for Bill Belichick, he got rid of some coaches that don't need to be coaches anymore. You know, I'm not judging, but you know what I mean. But it's going to be fascinating to see exactly how the Patriots will rebound, or especially that Mac Jones jumping out to his 3rd season, and he has new offensive coordinator Bill O'Brien to help out. The previous quarterback coach, OC, was, again, with Tom Brady. He did successfully. I mean, of course, it was always competitive, and people are going to be known for Brady and O'Brien to be arguing in the sideline, but that is being competitive, right? But Bill O'Brien leaves Alabama as an offensive coordinator, and this is the best thing for the Patriots right now. And knowing the experience O'Brien has, I think he's going to be awesome and will help Mac Jones elevate his game. Buffalo Bills, Sean McDermott, 62-35, 4-5 in the playoffs. He has 5 of 6 winning seasons. Twice he has gone 13-3. Can he do it again? And again, he starts off against the New York Jets at MetLife Stadium. And then the game that I'm actually intrigued to see is the Bills and the Jaguars. I mean, you, most of you are probably scratching your head, why the Jaguars? Man, the Jaguars, I'm going to be talking about them when I'm talking about the AFC South, and I explained to you then on that episode. But here, the Buffalo Bills, I mean, they got a good thing going. They fell short, but I feel like they got a good thing coming, and I'm excited to see them versus Cincinnati. That's going to be a good game. Of course, Kansas City's on their schedule, and the Dallas Cowboys. And Josh Allen, again, I'm just saying, man, as an offensive guru, Josh Allen needs a lot more help than just relying on him throwing the ball and running the ball. I mean, I think this offense, if they could be diverse, okay, I think they will be dominant in the AFC. But I feel like a lot is depending on Josh Allen himself, that he has to do it all. And I feel like that is the downfall for the Bills. You got Stephon Diggs. They got a good wide receiving core with him. On the other side of the ball, can Von Miller be healthy enough, you know, and avoid injuries? I know it's a long shot, 17 games, but Von Miller missed a lot. And hopefully he is back and healthy to run that defense, because I'm telling you, Von Miller is a difference maker there. The New York Jets. They got Aaron Rodgers. Congratulations. Yay. But is that enough for them to be and go to the Super Bowl? The New York Jets haven't done much. And I said it before, you know, look at their records from, I mean, 70 wins. I mean, they hardly ever win anything. And now with Aaron Rodgers, they say that is the missing piece for them to go all the way. We shall see. But they have to prove themselves in the division. They also got to prove themselves against Kansas City, which they got on week 4. Week 5 could be a change because they have a new head coach in Denver. They got to play Philadelphia. I mean, they probably got the hardest schedule until they get between weeks 13 through 16. So, and even that, let's see. Because, I mean, yeah, they got Miami at week 12 and week 15. But in between, they got Atlanta and Houston. They could benefit off of that. But Robert Saleh, I think he's going to be on the hot seat. And if they don't make it to the playoffs, at least get one victory, I don't see him lasting as a Jets head coach. And once again, I did say Aaron Rodgers coming, you know, leaving Green Bay. Now he's with the Jets. He also has Breece Hall, who I think is phenomenal as a running back. I know they got a good wide receiver core and everything else. But again, you know, first season. Can Aaron Rodgers lead the Jets to the Super Bowl? Because that is the goal. That's the reason why they got him in this team. But my gut tells me that ain't going to happen. But I'll tell you later. The Miami Dolphins, Mike McDaniel, first season, 9-8, made it to the playoffs, 0-1. Can he repeat to go to the playoffs? They start off the season against the Chargers. Then they go to New England. Other schedules to look at. I mean, they're going to face Kansas City. That's going to be pretty awesome. Okay. They do play the Jets. But at the last game in week 18, I feel like that's going to be a difference maker against Buffalo. And they're going to host Buffalo. So they could probably be home field advantage there. But can they stay healthy? Can they stay healthy? Tua Tagovailoa, can he be healthy? Can he avoid getting concussed? That is the biggest problem last season. 3 concussions. Can he maintain? Can he do away with all those hard hits? Tyreek Hill, one of the fastest wide receivers in the league. And Jalen Waddle, I mean, you have those two? Oh, my God. That's going to be explosive. They got an awesome offense, but do they have an awesome defense? So here's my prediction. And the AFC East title is going to be the Buffalo Bills repeating as the division champions. I do have the New York Jets at 10-7 and both the Patriots and the Dolphins at 9-8. That could be a great possibility should these all four teams, make it to the playoffs. It could be done. But I think it's going to be a hard task knowing that there are other divisions in the AFC that have elevated themselves. So by the long shot, I just got a feeling that even though all four teams are above 500, that at least the Dolphins and the Patriots may not make it to the playoffs. And again, it's a small margin for them two to be in 9-8. And realistically, you will predict that at least one team will finish below 500. Who knows? But I'm going to tell you right now, this is going to be awesome to see as to which team will dominate. And who knows? They probably have potential to go all the way to the Super Bowl. We shall see. Stay tuned to the next episode, the AFC North.